It's World Sport from the BBC with me, Joanne Smith. Coming up is a focus on speed or security in Bahrain. Barcelona lose El Clasico and probably the La Liga title.
We are not going to retain the title in the league, of course. Now the focus in the Champions League, we're in the semi-finals. We are put all our concentration and focus on this game.
And it's advantage Newcastle in the race for a Champions League place in England. But first, we start in Bahrain, where both government and motorsport officials insist pro-democracy protests won't affect the Formula One Grand Prix. Although events off the track are likely to dominate, on it, defending champion Sebastian Vettel will start in pole position in his Red Bull for the first time this season, as James Allen reports from Bahrain.
Sebastian Vettel has always enjoyed surprising people, and he certainly did that, taking his first pole position in the Red Bull by a tenth of a second from Lewis Hamilton.
I think we owe it to the mechanics in the garage. They've been working very hard, sleeping very little, and it's a nice way to say thank you if you, you know, put the car in the front row. I expect the race to be very tight. It will be crucial to take care of the tyres, so we'll see what we can do, but all in all, I hope we have a great race.
Vettel's Red Bull teammate, Mark Webber, will start third tomorrow ahead of Jenson Button. Amazingly, Red Bull has led only one racing lap this season, in contrast to 127 at the same stage of last year. Mercedes' challenge was blunted by a mistake by Nico Rosberg, who ended up fifth, and a rear wing issue for Michael Schumacher, who was 18th. Scotland's Paul de Resta will line up 10th, despite his Force India team opting out of practice yesterday following a security scare for its team's mechanics on Wednesday night. The rights and wrongs of going ahead with this race against a backdrop of political turmoil in this tiny Gulf state will be debated long and hard, and no doubt there will be more of the same when the subject of the race's place on the 2013 calendar comes up. But as long as the race is on, the teams and the drivers are focused very much on who's going to win it.
Barcelona coach Pep Guardiola has conceded the Spanish League title after Real Madrid's 2-1 victory in El Clasico. Cristiano Ronaldo scored the winner at the Camp Nou to send the leaders 7 points clear with just 4 matches remaining. So a damaging defeat and the first at home in 55 games for Guardiola, who now wants to concentrate on their next match. That's Chelsea in the Champions League semi-finals, where they need to overcome a 1-0 deficit.
We are not going to retain the title in the league, of course. Now the focus in the Champions League, we're in the semi-finals. We are put all our concentration and focus on this game, and will not be simple because we are going to try the way to find the way to attack in Chelsea. But now we have to rest, to forget as soon as possible the game from today and prepare for the game from on Tuesday.
Guardiola's team selection suggested he might have been prioritised in the Chelsea match. The same could be said for the English club, who made 8 changes for their goalless draw at Arsenal in the Premier League. The Chelsea boss Roberto Di Matteo insists they can hold on to their first leg lead against Barcelona.
We believed from before the first game, and we still have to believe. You know, we are a good team, and we have some quality players, and there's a lot of determination and desire to put another great game in against Barca.
Well, Chelsea stays sixth, and Arsene Wenger's side are still third.
It was a very tough game physically and mentally, and we have shown great character. We have been unlucky with our chances, but you come out of a game with much regret. We had a few chances you knew would not be many. We had zero.
Tottenham, if they regain their form, Newcastle finishing like a train, of course. So that you are under threat, aren't you?
Well, we will be interesting until the end, you know, and let's try to recover and try to win the next one.
Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says his Spurs side...
In the next one.
Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says his Spurs side must win their remaining 4 games if they're to get into the Champions League next season. They slipped out of the top four after only 1 victory in their last 9 league games. Their latest at Queen's Park Rangers, where Adil Taarabt scored the only goal of the game before being sent off. The Spurs boss Harry Redknapp has been assessing the battle to finish fourth.
We need to win the last 4. It won't be easy, it'll be difficult, but we're capable of doing that.
And people talk about relegation going to the wire. I think this race for fourth is going to go to the wire as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's looking like it now. It's going to be close, you know. You know, Chelsea are playing very well. Newcastle have done fantastic. So Arsenal are still not, you know, they've got to go to Stoke, they've got to go to West Brom. It's not all over yet, so we'll wait and see.
Newcastle have gone fourth after Senegal striker Papi Cisse scored yet again in their 3-0 victory against Stoke, and it's left manager Alan Pardew feeling pretty bullish.
Whenever I've been involved in promotions or pushing for cups and stuff, it's about pressure. You've got to put pressure on the other teams, and I don't care what anyone says and how the press build it up this week. Arsenal and Spurs and Chelsea got more pressure than us. There's no doubt about that.
So what about the relegation fight? We've heard about QPR's win over Spurs. That keeps them 3 points above the drop zone, which is topped by Blackburn, who beat Norwich 2-0. Their manager, Steve Keane, is pretty clear on what they need to stay up.
At least one more win and a draw, but we're going for more than that.
The way that we work for each other, and then, you know, we've got a lot of players taking injections, to painkiller injections to get through the game. There's lots of people that probably should have came off and want to stay on the pitch. Substitutes that go on and, you know, are chasing things down. If we give that commitment and that application, there's no reason why we can't go to any ground and get a result.
Elsewhere, Wigan lost 2-1 at Fulham. Aston Villa drew 0-0 against Sunderland, while Bolton are 4 points off safety after they could only manage a 1-1 draw at home to Swansea. Meanwhile, their midfielder Fabrice Muamba says he hopes to play football again after recovering from a cardiac arrest, something he calls more than a miracle. In Sunday's matches, Manchester United can stretch their lead at the top of the table to 8 points with a win against Everton. That's our commentary game on Sports World. Wolves against second place Manchester City, who have Mario Balotelli back from suspension. Carlos Tevez has impressed in his absence, scoring 4 goals in his last 2 games. But does the City manager Roberto Mancini wonder what might have been after being without Tevez for so long this season?
Also without Carlo, we score a lot of goals. It's normal that if you have another player like Carlos, you can score more goals. Or maybe there are some moments that you have two strikers that maybe is not in good form, but you have other two. This is the difference, it's clear. But we did everything in December or in November to try to take Carlos here again.
Well, that's your commentary game in Sports World today. Lee James will be presenting. What can we expect, Lee?
Yes, commentary on Wolves against Manchester City as the title race really enters the final straight now. I'll be heading off to Old Trafford very soon, actually, just to soak up the atmosphere, to see how the Manchester United fans are feeling as they take on Everton. Really pivotal day in the English Premier League title race. Lucas Radebe will also be joining me, the former South Africa captain and Leeds United defender, to have the final word on all the weekend's football action. And we continue our countdown to the London Olympics. We'll be on the streets of London with the marathon that's taking place. That's all in Sports World from 15 hours GMT.
Thanks very much, Lee. Meanwhile, in the German Bundesliga, Borussia Dortmund clinched a second consecutive title after securing a 2-0 victory against Borussia Mönchengladbach. Bad news for Kaiserslautern, though, they've been relegated from the Bundesliga. It's the London Marathon today, with an estimated 37,000 people taking part in this year's race. For the elite athletes, it's a chance to qualify for the Olympics. In the men's race, defending champion Kenya's Emmanuel Mutai is among his country's 6-man shortlist, fighting to get the 3 spots available in the Kenyan team. To tennis, and Rafael Nadal will be hoping to win his 8th straight title at the Monte Carlo Masters later. He plays Novak Djokovic in the final.
He's the player to beat here. He's the player to beat on clay courts. He's the best ever in history of the sport on this surface. So, you know, it's an ultimate challenge, and I need to play well. I need to play well from the first to the last point, and I cannot have ups and downs. I cannot afford that against Rafa, and I'm aware of that. But you know, why not believe that I can win?
And in basketball's NBA, the Chicago Bulls have stretched their lead over Miami.